the daily racing podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn, and in the company of Alistair Whitehouse-Jones, we're going to have a look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We'll look at two races at Hamilton and one at Bath. There's also action from Newton Abbott and Roscommon on Monday, and join the studio team from 1:50pm to hear all of that. So it just leaves me to say hello there, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones.
Hi, Alex.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
As I said, we're going to look at two at Hamilton and one at Bath. We're just going to start by looking back at the best of Saturday's action. Of course, it was the Cambridgeshire. I believe, firstly, you've got a message, haven't you, from Mick Norton?
Well, Mick tipped a Code of Honour last Monday, the Monday podcast, and the horse was 33-1. Mm. And he put him up, made a very confident, positive mention about the horse, and I think if he'd stuck his tongue out, he'd have probably won.
Yes, that is true.
He just didn't quite get there, did he? I mean, in fairness, Educate, drifted as well, left, so he would have been an unlucky loser, maybe. But even so, Code of Honour was a good call by Mick, and one that very nearly came off. But at 33-1, if you're on each way, then happy days.
Exactly.
You backed the winner.
I did back Educate. Nothing to shout about. I mean, it was the favourite, but still 8-1 is, I'll settle for an 8-1 winner every day, put it that way.
Absolutely.
That was nice enough. But, yeah, no pressure for you today, then. You don't need another 33-1.
I don't think there'll be any 33-1s at Hamilton.
Bath.
Or Bath, no.
Maybe not.
Well, there might be, but I won't be tipping them.
No, that's possibly true. Elsewhere yesterday, the Sun Chariot Stakes was won by Sky Lantern. She got her revenge on Elusive Kate, beat Integral and Duntle into second and third, and did it pretty nicely, to be honest, didn't she?
Absolutely. One of the genuine stars of the season, Sky Lantern, and 3-year-olds have got a great record in that race. I think they've now won 32 at the last 40, I think, or something ridiculous. A really classy 3-year-old takes a lot of beating in that in that Sun Chariot, and Sky Lantern definitely falls into that category. She's a real top-notcher.
Definitely. And finally, Vorder won the Cheveley Park Stakes. She really does look a smart filly, doesn't she?
Yeah, a couple of, we had Vorder and Miss France coming over the English Channel and winning group races. Both look as though, they were both good enough on the day and both look good enough to, and scopy enough to, be a real factor in the big races next year.
Finally, the Royal Lodge was the first race on the card. Berkshire got the job done.
Yeah,
do you think it was?
He didn't blow your mind,
no.
Did he? But I thought it was quite interesting to hear what Paul Cole was saying. He thought the ground was quick enough, and that he sort of got him. The race fell apart in front of him, and he found himself all of a sudden, and he'd been off the track for 3 months. And it's like Paul Cole said, a 2-year-old during that time will forget a lot. And I think he'll, mentally as much as anything, he's a horse that's going to, improve enormously from 2 to 3. And he looks, he's a big gangly horse that is going to do, make a better 3-year-old, you'd hope. So there's nothing not to like about Berkshire.
No, absolutely. Okay then, we will start now to look at Monday's action. We'll kick things off at Hamilton with the 4:10. It's the William Hill Free Bets at freebets.co.uk Apprentice Handicap over the extended mile and a furlong. 13 runners are down to go to post. And it's reasonably open, this, isn't it?
It is, yeah. William Hill sponsored Marlon One event, competitive. The one I'm going to go for is number 2, Watt Broderick. He hasn't really been setting the world alight over hurdles, it has to be said, and he didn't do much in that sphere after a break, 42 days ago. But if you go back earlier this year, he was in solid enough form on the all-weather when we'd seen him previously back in the spring. And he's on a decent mark, this horse. He's only £2 higher than when going close over a mile on fast ground at Pontefract. That was just over a year ago now. But, he's only a 4-year-old. He's anything but over the hill. And what I do like is that the stable's in decent form as well. They had a couple of winners on Saturday. the yard of Ian Williams, and this horse is more than capable at this sort of level. So I think Wat Broderick is quite interesting under Lee Toplis.
Yeah, Lee Toplis takes the ride, and arguably is, well, certainly probably the most experienced apprentice in the race, and one of the better riders as well, isn't he?
Absolutely, which counts for a lot.
Absolutely. Okay, then.
And if you want a danger, maybe it could be Travel, who is a well-bred filly from the Johnston Yard, making a handicap debut, and if holding her own in the market, could be interesting.
Mm, completely unexposed, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, then. The second race that we'll look at is the 440 from Hamilton. That is over 6 furlongs. 16 runners are down to go to post. Another very open race. I'd imagine Dawn Calling will be towards the head of the market for Mark Johnson. That's another unexposed type. But what do you fancy here?
Yeah, that horse is interesting, but I'm going to go with the top one, Master Bond, who, for me, is the most interesting horse in the race. He made an impressive winning debut for David O'Meara, whichever you like, only 12 days ago. He's gone up £7 for that, but that was a career-high Racing Post rating that he produced that day. So, the trainer's clearly taken no time in unearthing the key to this horse. You know, he's still relatively lightly raced for a sprinter who's only a four-year-old. I think he's had 17 runs, so no surprise at all should this horse have better days ahead of him. He's got fairly low mileage on the clock. He won't be inconvenienced by the step up to six, and he should get, with 16 going to post, he should get the strong pace that he needs to be seen to best effect. So I think Master Bond could be the one to be with in that 440.
Okay, then, Master Bond in the 440. The final race that we'll look at, we're going to go all the way down to Bath for their 330 contest. It's over 1 mile and 2 furlongs, 15 runners down to go to post. We've got a few unexposed types down at the bottom who were in decent form, the likes of Excellent Puck and Yan Dahim. But I believe you're going to take a bit of a flyer here on one that perhaps isn't quite as well fancied.
Yeah, number 3, Kelpie Blitz, I thought might be interesting here in the 1.25 handicap. I do like Seamus Durack as a trainer. He's done well with some new recruits this season, and this horse has a very solid record at this sort of level of competition over this trip of 1.25. I don't think he's ever been out of the first four in 5 previous attempts at this level over this trip. And he's won two of those as well. He's £4 above his last winning mark. He was not thrown in by any means, but I don't think that figure is beyond him at all. And he's got his ground again here. He sort of got stuck in the mud at Sandown last time. I think we can put a line through that run. And if back to his best, then he's definitely handicapped to be competitive if putting his best foot forward. As for dangers, I think the Richard Hannon trained Appease could be most troublesome. That one's making its handicap debut, but I think Kelpie Blitz is quite interesting.
Okay, then. If you could just sum up your 3 picks then at Hamilton and Bath on Monday for me, Ali.
Yeah, and the William Hill sponsored apprentice series final at Hamilton due off at 4:10. We're going to go with the Ian Williams trained Wat Broderick. Top weight Master Bond is interesting in the 4:40, and then down at Bath in the 3:30, we go with the Seamus Durack trained Kelpie Blitz.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Ali.
Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.